Jerry Bader, show 925. The Wall Street Journal asked a bunch of smart people, movers and shakers, if you could make one change happen in America to increase prosperity and make America a better place, what would you do? Now, they asked a lot of policy wonks, so they came up with a lot of policy. Heather McDonald of the Manhattan Institute said, we need to get back to two-parent families, biological parents, both raising kids. And she argues that the feminist movement, I would say the radical feminist movement, has tried to convince society men are optional once you get what you need to make a baby. And I think she's right. And they talk, Paul Ryan talks about tax codes. George P. Schultz talks about getting back to constitutional government. All of that's true. All of it's important. And all of it does need to happen. But we took the cornerstone of our society, the nuclear family, and pulled it out from the building. And didn't replace it with anything, and didn't believe the building ultimately would crumble. And that is what has happened. And until we get back to that cultural change, I think policy is just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. Until we get back to what built this country, first an extended family, and then a nuclear family, but in both cases, the parents were always there with the children. Or maybe even the grandparents were there. I think she's right. I think this is critical. Tim in Lublin. Tim, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. Last August, George Will also had an interesting point on this, too. When the media was all going hype over the 50th anniversary of Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech, he pointed out that in President Kennedy's Labor Department, there was a young professor who came out with a report that said that the biggest impediment towards black Americans being able to integrate economically into our culture and be sustaining was the problem of single parenthood back at that time 50 years ago. And at that time, one out of every four children born into black households in America were to single parent households. Today, it's three out of every four. And ironically, the professor who wrote that was one young Daniel Patrick Moynihan,
who was later vilified. As a senator, he wrote a report on the entitlement state, and he was labeled a racist for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and as you point, okay, that was one in four. Now, Tim, you make a good point. She doesn't get into racial divisions here, but the problem is exacerbated in the black community, and I have argued that's why the black community has even more problems than the white community. We have decided dads are optional. And if you don't have the foundations of a good society to start with, everything else crumbles. And I think McDonald is right. This is the pressing problem if we're ever going to be prosperous again. Justin on the road. Justin, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. One of the things that I think the biggest contributor to all of this is the child support agencies, especially like in our state. The minute that a child's born, if it's unmarried, they immediately take the father to court, which then makes many women feel entitled to benefits. They get put on the state assistance, and then they get to kind of, you know, they get to have that mentality where I can do it on my own, and then I'm still, you know, even though I'm not doing it on my own.
Well, you're exactly right, and I touched on that earlier, but you've got it exactly right. That's the fallacy. But you don't see what the societal cost of supporting single parents, including dads, but also supermoms. I've got more to say about this. We'll take more of your calls after the news. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal.